learn to die so that you begin to live. What happens at the time of death? The life withdraws from the feet, comes up to the back of the eyes. Then the dog soon comes. Now you learn how to rise above the senses, withdrawn from outside first, then withdrawn at the back of the eye, which is the seat of the soul in the body. Your inner eye is open. You see the light of God. That light of God was personified, which is called by Christ power or Guru power or the Master power. So for that he gave out, except you be born in whom you cannot enter the kingdom of God. To be born in you. Nicodemus came up. He said, Lord, I am an old man. How can he enter the womb of the mother and be reborn? And he told them, well, flesh is born of the flesh and spirit of the spirit. First birth you have got in the man body. Second birth when you are born in you, into the beyond, when you learn to die. This is birth called the birth in Christ, or birth in Guru power, or birth in God. You must live and die in God power. You must be born in Christ, in the Guru power and in God power. By simply taking the outward badges of certain schools of thought, or performing certain rites and rituals, does not make you to be born in Christ. That is preparation of the ground for being born in Christ. And that you can have only if you take cross daily. What is cross? Have you ever considered all that? Man body is the cross. This is the cross. Right now. I am very happy to learn today in papers, our Pope Paul is just having a trip to Jerusalem, place of pilgrimage of Jesus. As I told you before, thousands of people born in a town, nobody knows who came and went. When such a God power manifested at any human pole, which was came born in some country, some station, that place becomes the place of pilgrimage for our soul. So Jerusalem is a place of pilgrimage for all Christians. And perhaps Pope Paul is the first man to go over to Jerusalem to have that memory revived. In the paper I read today, he says he will go down there and take a wooden cross over his shoulders and walk on the ground where Christ walks someday. These things go to remind us of the great personalities who came in the world to guide the child of humanity. Prophet Muhammad was born in Mecca and Medina. That's the place of worship, of pilgrimage, for all Mohammedan world. Why? There are thousands of others born there because Prophet Muhammad was born there. Buddha was born at some place. All Buddhist places take a pilgrim over there. Similar all of the masters who came, wherever they were born, we have respect for those places. That when we go there, that reminds us of the coming of that Master someday when he came in the past, and just bow down our heads in all respects and try to just learn those lessons he gave. So best way, as I told you, these things later on come as a social functions, excuse me if I say. They give gifts to one or the other between themselves. The true way of celebrating any great man's life is to understand the teaching of the Master that day, is to understand him, what he was and what he taught, and just revive that lesson and try to live up to that. He clearly said, son knows the father and others whom the son reveals. That son is the light of God. That exists forever. So, sonship continues. The whole thing that I have to put before you is that Christ lived and after the man body of Jesus at whose fold you hear. And that is resides in every heart. See, how we can find him there, you see? That to find, they say, for that, who has to realize him? It is, he cannot be realized by mere feelings, by mere emotions, by mere drawing inferences, by intellectual wrestling to come to some conclusion. It is a matter of seeing whom God is like. Christ and I am the light. Can you see light? Yes, he said. I am the light of the body. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. How the two eyes shall become single? This is a practical question. When that eye is opened, that is the unique man. Even the blind man who have got no eyes on their faces, they have also that single eye, but that is closed. So we can see him, see the godliness in power which is light, which is called Christ. If our eyes become single, or such we shut the doors of the temple of the body, will see the light of heaven. When our eye becomes single by shutting the doors of the temple of the body, then what are the doors of the body? They are the two eyes, two nostrils, two ears, mouth, and other genital organs. Our attention is just diffused through these to the outside world. Identified with them, we have to withdraw our attention from outside, enter within the laboratory of the man body, which is the true temple of God, and rise at the back of the eye, which is the seat of the soul in the body. There lies the tenth door, where I become single, where you find the light of God. Our celebration would count truly if he now first understand who he was, and further what he taught, we live up to that. Then further what he said. He said, you must have bread of life. You must have water of life. And that bread of life and the water of life lies in contacting with the God into expression power, which is light and music of the spheres. Any human pole at which that God power is manifest, that manifested God power is competent to raise our souls, which are bound down, and our mind and outgoing faculties, we are identified with them, and then open an inner eye to see the light of God and hear the voice of God. That is, to come in contact with the God into expression power, with the life and sound principle. That is the true bread of life and the true water of life. Who can give you a contact with this? Who can give you this bread of life and this water of life? At any human home, that power is manifest. This was referred by Guru Nanak and others. He says, well, look here, you have got the man body. You are fortunate. The purpose of having the man body to have the bread of life and the water of life, which is the true elixir of life and everlasting. whoever drinks of that or eats out of that, he has everlasting life. Remain in any religion you like. But where to get this bread of life and the water of life? He says, go to your master. And what is a master? He has got the human power at which that God power of Christ power is manifest. The God in him, no son of man can do it. The greatness of the master lies in the fact, not in telling you how to have the outer badges of a particular school of thought, or how to say prayers, or how to perform certain rites and rituals that any man, how to give lectures that any man can do after little training. The greatness of a master lies in the fact that he is able to give you a sitting in which raise your souls, first withdraw from outside, then raise your soul above senses, open the inner eye, and you see the light of God and hear the voice of God, and you testify yourself it is so. So by thorough study of religions, we find the same truth is given out almost by all masters. Of course, in their own language. But they are back to that everyone. Now you find this bread of life, he says, remain some religions, but while remaining in any religion, you must learn to die so that you may begin to live. Well, is it possible to die while alive? And we have got in Christian literature, Saint Paul said, I die daily. Another master said, learn to die 100 times a day. And what is that? That is the dying of the soul from the physical body, rising above into the beyond, that is into the kingdom of God. There you are reborn. But, and they say, you must be reborn. Marvel not, I say unto you, if I say unto you, you must be reborn. So these are the teachings given by all masters from time to time. But the difficulty lies in the way that our souls are under the command of mind, and mind is under the command of the outgoing faculties. We are given up to the pleasures of the outside world so much so that we have identified ourselves with them and we cannot, we are awake from outside and asleep from within. That very God power is keeping us in the body. And if we have to find it, we have to invite where is the closest. When you see within that strength, you also see that very God power everywhere. So this is how you can find the Christ already within us by withdrawing from outside our attention. And then first to enter this laboratory of the man body, which is the true temple of God, then rise above to be reborn into the kingdom of God. And there are so many mansions in the house of our Father. Microcosm is in the microcosm of the man body. There are planes, physical planes, astral planes, causal planes, supercosm and beyond, pure spiritual planes, which is the true home of our Father. So first step starts when we just rise above and we are reborn above this iron curtain of the physical body. If anybody can rise above himself, blessed he. If not, even in the outward lines we take up, we need somebody who is expert in that line. Such like subjects which are related to the outgoing faculties. And such like subjects Where the world flashes end, then the new starts. Where these outward faculties do not work, you rise above them. Only then that ABC starts. Do you not need anybody to help you there? That is a matter of common sense. You may decide for your own self. In true terminology of the saints, of the masters, they define a blind man who? Not one who has no eyes on the forehead, but whose inner eye is closed. Those who do not see the light of God, they are all, excuse me, blind. When they come to such a master, they are blind before. When he gives them a sitting, his inner eye is opened, he sees the light of God. When he comes back, he is the man who dies. Well, before going to a master, man is deaf. When he gives them a sitting, he begins to hear the music of his fears. He is no more deaf when he comes back. So these are the gifts. This is the life, the greatness of a master lies in the fact that he is competent to give you some bread of life, some water of life, and help you to be reborn, to help you to open the inner eye, to see the light of God and hear the voice of God. Such personalities were few in the past, and even now they are few. But the world is not without them. All humanity is children. The same Godfather Christ for world self in the world began and continues for those children who are hungry. When that hunger arises in anybody, the God who resides in every heart, he just makes arrangement to bring him in contact with somewhere where he can be given a contact with his own self. Can any son of man do it? No. Only the God manifested him has that power. Such a person is called a master. Christ referred to his disciples. He said what? Blessed are ye who see things, what the old prophets and the righteous men could not see. You hear things from the old prophets and the righteous men could not hear. Then you find references in the scriptures that our eyes are sealed and our ears are sealed. Unless these seals are broken, we cannot see the light of God and cannot hear the voice of God. Guru Nanak was asked, God is eyes in every heart. Who can see Him? He says, those eyes are different other than these eyes of flesh and bones with which you can see the light of God. Well, what is the difference? Simply of language. Samastha Braille, he said, we must be able to see God with our own eyes. We must be heard the voice of God with our own ears. The true definition of a master is given by all masters who can make you audible the music of the spheres within. Who can remove the dark veil of darkness when you close your eyes and reveal the light of God. Such a person is called a master. So for that what they enjoin? They enjoin a life of continence, the control of the outgoing senses. This is the qualification which can enable one to follow the teachings of the masters. In the Sermon on the Mount, what you find? The words that I have quoted, you find in there. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And all other masters said the same thing. Well, God is one, truth is one. Those who have realized, they have said the same thing. If there are any differences, within us, these are all man-made. These are all due to the fact those who have had no personal experience of the truth, they were beating about the bush, not knowing where to lay them down. And Christ said, and all other masters said, we have seen, we bear testimony to it, and the people believe us not. Other masters say, just listen to the sayings of a master because they see and then say. Not only then say, they are also competent to give us an experience with that very thing. Read the scriptures with us. They all, what are they? They are a fine record of the experiences of the masters, what they had in their life with God and with themselves. So far, that purity of life is required. You will find those just within life and sexuality death. This body is born of incorruptible seed. And we are reborn into the beyond by incorruptible seed. These are the references made in the scriptures. We should go further into it to find the truth of what they say. Man body is the highest in all creation. Blessed we are, we have got the man body. And the highest thing before us is to know God. God also resides in us. Nothing we should put from outside within. That is referred to already in our scriptures. In different languages that are with us today. In the existence of those scriptures, we need somebody who has got the same experience and is competent to give us that experience, that bread of life and the water of life. So Guru Nanak says, don't be deluded. Simply because you have taken one form of religion or the other. Unless you follow the teachings, what they give. And the teachings given in all religions are based on the experiences of the masters who came from time to time. So unless you understand those teachings, and the right you hold thereof can only be had those who have got that very experience. So we have due deference for all masters who came in the past. We have very great respect for all scriptures, which are worth some tons of gold and emeralds, but in this too, we need somebody who knows the way, who can open our inner eye to see the light of God. So in Christ's life and all masters' life, we find two things. First, God first, kingdom of God within you. You cannot have it by observation. You can have it only by learning to die while alive. You can just enter the kingdom of God when you are reborn. These very teachings have been given in these two. They say, you must be twice born. Reborn or twice born means culture, same thing. First birth is in the physical body and second into the beyond. So they were competent to give them an experience how to rise above body consciousness. Gave them mantra to read the shows, which means rise above physical, astral, causal body and you will see the sun of light, light of sun, always already ablaze with you. So purity of life is stepping stone to him. And along with that, the love of God. It is the misdirected love which is called attachment, which is keeping us in the body and is the cause of our coming again and again. We go where we are attached. That is called attachment. Love is true love, which is called charity. If, which is already ingrained in our soul, If that is directed towards God, that is true love. God is love, our soul is also love personified, and the way back to God is also love. All masters say, love God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. And love thy neighbor. Love all creation. So on the wings of love we can fly to heaven, but with the chastity of life. And the chastity of life, we say, we refer to the masters who are born by not corruptible seed. This is what, not in the case of Christ, it is given that you were born, you were chaste born, you see, sinless born. Similar other masters are spoken of like that in the East. So means they were the embodiment of chastity, pure life. And what did he say? Well, parent life is no bar to spirituality, if conducted according to the scriptures. What do the scriptures say? Married life means taking a companion in life who will be with you in the earthly sojourn, whether weal or woe. They should help each other to know God. That's the highest aim of a man's life. For that purpose we have done various schools of thought. One duty may be of begetting children, not 100% duty, mind that. And what the guys, what scriptures say, you remember, husbands should love their wives as Christ loved the church. So two great things in all worshipers' lives, we find God contact with God and being mouthpiece of God. They speak as inspired from God, not from the level of the intellect, our feelings, our emotions, our driving inferences, they see and say. They only don't ask you to see, but they say, become. That is why you find, be still, physically and intellectually, and know that you are God. So we have great respect for all masters, all son of man and human forms, at which that God power, Guru power of Christ power works and continues to work to guide the child humanity. We are blessed. I wish you happy for Christmas. But anyway, as I told you, if you do it, that would be true celebration of the Christmas day. Understand who they were, what teaching they gave, how to learn to die, how to be reborn, how to open the inner eye and see the light of God. In Christ was, I am the light. I am the way. With these words, I have a great pleasure in addressing you tonight on the Christmas day, with to the best of my knowledge and experience, and by current study of religions I have come to know. I have laid it before you for your firm consideration. But mind that remain in any religion you like, unless you sit at the feet of some human soul at which that God power is manifest. The purpose of your joining various schools of thought is not served, because you want to see God. They don't break any religions or introduce new ones. When they come for all the world over. They consider all human alike. They want us to unravel this mystery of the man body, great in man. You live in this body, and God also controls you in this body, and the macrocosm is also in the microcosm of the man body. We have known so much about the outer subjects, but for want of practical people, we know little or nothing about our own selves. The great boon, great blessing that we have got in the form of man's body, which is the golden opportunity that we have got. Oh, blessed you are, I would say, remain in whatever religion you are, no need of changing religion, but just to be true to your own religions. And true to the own religions is what? To the best of I know, according to the scriptures, to sit at the feet of somebody who knows the way. Thank you.
Good evening, and welcome to the Satsang for Master Kirpal Singh. The recording you listened to was the last 30 minutes of Master's memorable talk, God Power, Christ Power, Guru Power, which he gave on December 25, 1963, in Houston, Texas. Our reader this evening is Sheila Gilmore. Hello, Sheila.
Hello, everyone, and Merry Christmas. I am reading today a talk of Master's that was a darshan session from Christmas Day, 1971. It's called The Message of Christmas Day, and it was printed in the December 74 Satsan Desh. Question. Which does the Master feel is the most important birthday, December 25th or February 6th? The Master. Every day is a birthday. Every day is the greatest birthday. You are blessed. You're seeing your Master in the physical body. I am not so blessed. There is a vast difference between the physical Master in the physical body and the Master who has transcended into the beyond. At the human level, he is at the same level as you. It is all joy and ecstasy. The Master does not leave the initiate until the end of the world, but if we are on the same plane, both together, so happy we are, of course, when we are in the physical body with our Master. We can never forget it. When we remember those days, tears are shed, the heart bursts. He is not away from us. I know that my Master is with me. And yet with all that, the physical presence cannot be underrated. That is why I tell you, you are happy, of course. I am not. It does not mean that my Master is not with me. He is never away from me, even for a moment. But to be on the same plane together, that is blessedness. So those who have a Master should enjoy every day as Christmas. It is only His will to enjoy that. To enjoy only eating and drinking, that is no enjoyment. We should enjoy being on the way. If we are progressing on the way, we should enjoy Him inside as well as outside. When my Master left physically, I used to tell people who asked me, look here, when an officer, that soul, withdraws inside his own room, he just engages a boy to run to carry on his work. So somebody is carrying on his teachings, his work. You are blessed, you see, but make the best use of it. May there never be a day when you forget your Master. Remain in contact with the Master. You have a great boon. In that case, you don't fall away in lower pursuits. If you see your Master is seeing you every moment of life, how can you do anything wrong? So blessed you are, I would say, on this happy Christmas. The Christ power is the same working at different poles, whether it is in Jesus or one of the other Masters. That makes no difference. Christ never dies. We have to become conscious of that, you see. Truly to commemorate, to celebrate the birthday of one Master is to live up to it. But we should celebrate daily. This is the one thing you forget when you are sitting. If you remember him daily with an anguished heart, how blessed you become. We should celebrate the Master's birth daily, at every moment of breath. Guru Amar Das said, "If I forget him with one twinkling of an eye, so much time, it passes like a million years." So Master is the very life of the initiate. Don't forget him. Do nothing more. You'll become the mouthpiece of the Master. Sweet remembrance of the Master is the sum total of all practices. We do them only to show that he may not be forgotten in weal or woe. As you think, so you become. Celebrate your Master's birthday daily. He is not the physical body. He is working through the physical body. And those who are very fortunate see him at that level. Every moment spent with him is very precious because you have got the teachings both ways. One third by word of mouth and two thirds by receptivity. I think that is what I would enjoin on you. Become masters yourselves. It is I, not now I, but Christ liveth in me. You follow me? After all, for what purpose do you do all these practices? To see him inside, to see him everywhere, wherever your attention has gone. He's not a son of man, he is God in man. Once he initiates you, he can never leave you until the end of the world. The attitude of mind of the masters cannot be appreciated by those who are groveling in the physical body. So happy Christmas to you at every moment of life. You people are more fortunate than me, you see. I'm talking of the physical plane. Don't misunderstand me. Yes. Any questions? Question. Why have you come for us? Why? Master. I'm a friend. Question. Why don't you stay with your master? The Master. I'm under orders. I was not prepared to live even one moment after him. I prayed to him all through life. I was initiated physically in 1924, but I was with him 7 years before I met him on the inner planes. In 1927, I had a vision. I saw Master was leaving us. 21 years before he really left the physical body. I never had a moment of joy afterwards in his lifetime because I always had that sting, I tell you. I knew that was the very thorn of separation which was awaiting me. So I always prayed, Master, let me go before you. He said, No, you are to continue. Why? Why do I have to? Orders cannot be questioned. Gurmat Siddhant is a book written by me, through my hands, I would say, not by me, by the Master within me. I used to write it down and take it to the Master to read it to him so that he may give the final yes. Once I wrote what happened to an initiate who is left behind after the Master has left the physical plane. That was a very practical statement, description given. There was a master, Dadu by name, who had an initiate who was not at the place when his master left the body. When he came to his tomb, he lay down on the tomb and passed away. And he repeated this couplet, O Master, without you I could not live for a moment. It is not bearable. So he passed away. The second guru of the six, when his master left the body, became a recluse, never to show his face to anybody. To live without the master is very difficult, unbearable. We know when the master leaves, he is never away from the initiate, but the initiate, as a son of man, has great suffering. Even now, when I remember my master, I shed tears. But he left his orders. Why? There's no question why. When I read out that part of the Gurmat Siddhant to him, he said, "That's all right. Kripal Singh, read it again." I had just quoted two or three sentences like that. Then again I read it to him. Again he said, "Will you read it again?" Again I read it. Perhaps he was telling me, "You, poor fellow, will have the same fate awaiting you." These are so many sweet remembrances of the Master, you see. This is everything. One poet says, "To live in paradise without the Master is a hell for me, and to live in hell with my Master is a paradise for me." But these words can be appreciated only by those who are really devoted to the Master. If your son passes away, your mother passes away, how grieved you feel. I never felt any grief, thank God. That's a great suffering you usually feel for the physical relations. What about the relation which is spiritual? Anyhow, to be with the Master is a great joy. That God power never leaves you. But make the best use of the time you have here on the physical plane. Once it so happened that my Master was photographed for the first time. I was there. He moved from one station to another. I followed him wherever he went. At one place, a man who was a big landlord was just entering the room, standing by him, and I was sitting by the door outside. He requested the Master, "Well, Master, will you give me a copy of your photograph?" The Master's ways are very mysterious. He told him, "Look here, even Kripal Singh wants it, but I won't give it to him." I was sitting outside, you see. Mysterious are his ways. Later I said, "Well, dear Master, I know your love for your Master is the richest. You cannot scale it. How much love you have for him. But still, with the little love you have given me, won't you give me a copy of your photograph?" "No, no, surely I will give you one." That was the first time he got himself photographed. If you have love, it is the panacea for everything. Love is God, and God is love. But if you want to have this marriage you're having now, so the Master always tries to quicken the love of the disciple for his Master. He knows what it was like with his own Master. The 10th guru, whose birthday was celebrated yesterday, played the role of a saint as well as an avatar. Once he was found in sweet remembrance of God, repeating, "It is you, it is you alone, it is you." Tumahai means, "It is you alone, nobody else but you. All the world is you personified." He was meditating, "Tumahai, Tumahai, you are all, everything you are." He got intoxicated and went on repeating this for 3 days, day and night, "Tumahai. Tumahai, it is all you, thou, O Lord, it is all God." How can you imagine, appreciate these words of those masters? If you have love like that for the Master, that will give you blessedness as if you had done penances for 100 years. If you take the Master as a son of man, what will you get? Sonship, physical relationship. If you take him as a rich man, you'll have the same thing. If you take him as God, then you become God. There are different angles from which hundreds come to him. Only very few really have that attitude. Guru Ram Dass says, "Go and gather together all the riches of the world from the plains and the ocean, gold, and precious stones, and put them all together at one place. Then ask a devoted initiate of the master, would you like the wealth of the whole world or the master? Master is all wise. Yet when we do things, do we put the master first or the world first? If you learn this message of Christmas Day, I think you'll become lords yourselves. Why do you delay? He simply wants you to obey his commandments. You obey the commandments of your mind as compared with the commandments of the master. We give preference to the commandments of the world. We lack very badly there. That is why we have got very little progress. Well, this is the message for today. Take it to your heart and live up to it. If you die in that sweet remembrance of the master, you are not to return to the world. Even Yama cannot look at you. He will run away when you repeat the names of God. What are the charged words? They are charged by the master. The master is not the physical body, mind that, but the presence of God. I have written this, but to hear it is more real. One is from the intellectual level, but this is from God direct. Yesterday I went for the sweet remembrance of the 10th guru. When we went there, we read from 6 scriptures. I offered my heart to them. Who knows what I was and what he was there? The guru was always the same, one or two living there. They're all one, you see. All masters are one. Masters never become two. One bulb is fused and another is put on. When that is fused, a further third one is put on, that's all. The light is one. So we'll have a feast today in sweet remembrance of Christ. Question. Will we have a satsang during the day also? Master. This is more than hundreds and thousands of satsangs, what you've got now, is it not? It is the very gist. The very soul of all preachings of all scriptures, what I have told you, would you like anything more once you get that? Question. Someday maybe you'll give us a feast of satsang all day long, just for one day? Master. Pity it is. The feast is given every day by radiation. You people don't enjoy it. His very moving on earth is a regular feast. An actor acts in whatever he's doing. Even when he's eating, he's acting. The master is radiating love. Even if he's harsh, still that love is radiating. Once it happened that a lady came up to my master when he was very busy. He does not become angry, but this lady came up and bowed down to his feet. He said, get away. What is it? I'm busy. Wait. And this lady said, that's all I want, your radiation. You see, his whole attention was there. Wait, wait, get away. Is it not the whole attention? That's all I wanted. Thank you. So he radiates love who has got life in him. Very few people really appreciate this because they have no love for the master. Hafiz, a great saint of Persia, referred to the master as a lady with red lips. He said, the very harsh words coming out through those red lips are sweetest in the world. The blessed 5th guru says, even when you chastise us, it becomes very soothing to me on account of love. Why is it sometimes he is strict like that? He wants to give you a lesson in love. He wishes you to become like himself. And you delay because you have no love for him. So take this to your heart. Don't forget it or him. Then you'll progress like anything. Question. How come, Master, we're so privileged to be with you when thousands of initiates would like to be with you? Master. This is the grace of God, not me, a son of man. It is all his grace. He affords the opportunity. You have come from a foreign land, spent thousands of money with love and anguish to come here and stay a month or two. The people living here don't appreciate it like that. There are some who do, but many do not. Some may say the power of God is there. So this appreciation arises out of a grateful heart. It is his grace, of course. Man's body is the highest in all creation. Every moment is worth millions, trillions, I would say, billions of trillions of money. Direct every moment to him if we are to make the best use of every moment of life. Kabir said, the time taken in taking one breath is worth more than the three worlds, physical, astral, and causal. You see, this appreciation arises only out of a grateful heart. But how many are there who really go to the Master for Master's sake? Very few. Question, what is Master's sake? The Master. The reason you come to him is to meet God. This is a room. It has four corners. There is a man in one corner who has millions of dollars. Whoever goes there, he gives him money. The second corner is only for diseases. Those who come sick to him, he heals them. The third is for supernatural powers. And in the fourth corner, God is sitting himself. How many will go to God? Very few. People come only for worldly things, here and hereafter, or for healing, or for supernatural powers. How many are there who come to God for God's sake? Very few. People come to the Master only for these three things, most of them. The man who comes to him for his sake gets put on the right way. So you're blessed, you see. God has directed you from within to meet you somewhere where you can have your true chance of life, which is never like the world's relations frittered away. Never ruined, never lost. Those who have got the man body have the hereditary right to meet God. Those who think of the Master, who come in contact with all consciousness, will become more conscious. If you think of the material things where there is less consciousness, your consciousness will be decreased. After death, you will go to the lower level of creation. So that is why it is most important to think of God, all consciousness, so that you may not come back in the lower forms of life. If at all you are sent back, that's another thing. So those who are celebrating today do not appreciate what Christ did. Did not Christ say, whoever loves me will love my commandments, and my Father who has sent me will love him. When he will love him, I and my Father both will manifest to him in his vision. Do you remember? Read your scriptures and see what they say. All masters say the same thing. Those who keep my commandments are loved by me and my Father who has sent me. When my Father loves him, I and my Father both manifest to him an experience. You see? I'm not telling you anything new, only quoting from Christ. Question, Could you explain to me what the meaning of Kirpal Singh is? The Master. Names are names. Question. But does it not have a meaning? Singh means something and Kirpal means the Master. Kirpal means merciful. Question. And Singh? The Master. Singh means lion. When the two are put together, lion of mercy. So his ways are full of mercy. He's very strict, mind that. He has got an iron hand, but his gloves are very smooth-like. All right, that's the end of that darshan session. And I have a little bit more time. I am going to the Christmas and New Year's messages on the website and reading the 1953 Christmas message. Dear ones, I convey you my sincere and heartfelt love on this day and wish you speedy progress on your way back to your eternal and blissful home. We have passed ere now so many Christmas Eves. There is need to take stock today where we stand, how far we have traveled. Let us do so calmly but seriously. The journey may be long but has to be completed. Life is running out. Let not vain pursuits deflect us from our noble path. The grace of the Master is overwhelming and is extending far and wide. Through his grace, the long and tedious journey back to our eternal home is cut short and rendered full of melodious charm. His gracious love is overflowing, and he is waiting for you at the door back of your eyes to receive you. Ours is to invert and sit at the door. Let our steadfast devotion and wholehearted faith in him stand on our good stead. My best wishes are always hovering around you to quicken you on your way back to God. December 14th, 1953, Kirpal Singh. And the 1954 Christmas message, Dear Ones, another precious year of our life has passed out. Some of us have traveled more, others less on the way to our cherished home. Soul is an indweller of the body for a short period only. Soul's stay in the body may be compared to a traveler who stays in an inn for the night and leaves it with dawn of the day and goes on his way ahead. Why is man so much attached to it and its sensuous enjoyments? The body is not its permanent abode. It is only transitory. We have to make the best use of it. It is the temple in which soul and God reside. We have to keep it holy and not pollute it with sins connected with the five passions, viz., lust, anger, covetousness, attachment, and egoism. God is love. Our soul is also love. And the way back to God can be achieved through love. Men are in the clutches of perverted love. If it is developed in the right direction, under the guidance of a living master, way back is ensured by listening to the rapturous strains of the Word reverberating in all creation. There is hope for each one of us. I wish a delightful Christmas and a happy new year. May it bring you new hopes and renewed vigor to traverse the way before you. Let us have sincere devotion and implicit faith in the Master Power overhead, extending all feasible help to enable us to stand on our own legs. My heart goes out in love to all of you. December 9th, 1954, Kirpal Singh. Okay, my time is up. I read the message of Christmas Day, a Darshan session from December 25th, 71, which appeared in the December 74 Satsandesh. And then I read the 1953 Christmas message and the 1954 Christmas message, both of which are on the Ruhani Satsang website under Christmas and New Year messages. Thank you, Master. God bless you, Master.
And thank you, Sheila, for reading Master's gracious words to us. There were 41 participants at tonight's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you to our Divine Master for bringing us to this satsang to receive your loving guidance and blessings.
So we have to decide what we want at heart of ours. Are we here only for the worldly things? Are we here only for the name and fame of the world? Are we here only to have things of the other world or heaven? Are we really after only emancipation from birth and death? A real lover wants none of them, you see? He wants God and God alone.